Sandy Ferris from the Bryan Independent School District with us for a few minutes this evening, and the boss possibly to be in town today.
Yes, he was. Dr. Thomas Wallace was in town to meet with a few of us, and while he was here, I took him over to one of our elementary schools to go to what was called the Attack the Tax rally at Johnson Elementary. And that's because next week is the biggest tax testing week of the year. And what happened at Johnson, hopefully people can watch that on the news and go to our Facebook page and see that today. The husband of one of the Johnson teachers is a pilot for an Apache helicopter. So they got permission. I understand they had to call Washington and all sorts of red tape, but they got permission to land on the campus today. So it was a pretty neat thing. As I said, next week is the tax testing week. Students in every grade except kindergarten through second will be taking one or more tax tests next week. And I'm sure parents know this. We've been talking about this for quite some time. Just one reminder, we try to protect that testing environment, so we want to make sure that all doctor or dentist visits can be scheduled another week if possible. If it's just a routine visit and not a sick visit, we'd like for them to not miss the test for those appointments.
All right, about another minute and a half to squeeze in.
I'll talk fast. Well, I just wanted to remind everybody that we've got a senior citizen card called the Silver Card, or Senior Card, excuse me. Senior Silver Card is what it is. If you're a 65 or older and you live in the Bryan ISD district, then you're eligible for this card. It entitles you to free admission to any district event, athletics, fine arts, and so forth, except varsity UIL football games. So if people want that, they need to come to the administration building, to my office, and we'll get the card to you. And there's no expiration date. We have time for one more? Quick?
We still have about 30 seconds.
Okay. Just reminded people, we've got three high school graduations this year. Friday, May 27th, Bryan Collegiate will graduate at 7 p.m. in Rudder Auditorium. Bryan High School will graduate the following day on the 28th at Reed Arena at 9 a.m. And Rudder High School will graduate at 1 p.m. on that Saturday at Central Baptist Church.
Now, refresh my memory on whether tickets or some other type of form of admission are required for these.
Not for Bryan High and Rudder High School. There may be some limitations on Bryan Collegiate, I'm not sure, but those parents will know that if that's the case.
BryanISD.org on the web.
Right.
And the Facebook page is?
Facebook.com/BryanISD.
Can't wait to look at that.
Yeah.
Thanks for popping in.
You're welcome.
Sandy Ferris of the Bryan Independent School District with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.